Hello, my name is Lindsay. I started producing topical items during lockdown to keep my neighbours entertained. All the recordings are made inside my cosy cabin for that extra sense of calm. And naturally enough, I called them Cabin Conversations. I hope you enjoy them. Cabin Conversations about Canada Day. The National Day of Canada celebrates the anniversary of the Canadian Federation established on the 1st of July, 1867, the effective day of their Constitution Act. Before this date, there were three separate colonies, Canada, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick. All of these were united into one single dominion within the British Empire and became called Canada. Yes, Canada is still technically British, and the land is solely owned by King Charles III, who is their head of state. Administration on behalf of the British Crown is covered by various agencies or departments of the Government of Canada. Another interesting land fact, the southern border with America happens to be the longest in the world. However, French roots run deep, the Canada region having been founded by Frenchman Jacques Cartier, who planted a cross on Gaspé Peninsula in 1534 and claimed the land in the name of Francis I of France. So this explains why even today the Canadian people retain their bilingual culture of officially speaking English and French. Something else synonymous with this country, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, who are the National Police Service of Canada, providing law enforcement at the federal level. The RCMP were founded on the 1st of February 1920, but were born from the earlier unit of Northwest Mounted Police, who were basically a military enforcement unit formed in 1873. It was this founder military unit who first wore the striking scarlet jackets, thus distinguishing them from the blue-clad US Army units, as well as signifying their ties with the British Army. The Mountie French motto is Maintien le droit, literally, maintain the right, or perhaps more appropriately, defend the law. Besides their law enforcement duties, the RCMP also breed their own horses in Ontario, mainly from thoroughbreds, although in March 1989, they introduced black Hanoverian mares and stallions to improve their stock bloodlines, while helping retain a colour of substance. Sadly, they do not use the horses in the same police duty capacity as in the old days, keeping only some for working in remote or more inaccessible rural areas. Therefore, the main purpose of their horses today is for ceremonial reasons to represent Canada, notably through their dedicated musical ride special unit of 32 cavalry regular members of the force, who perform intricate formation patterns, including the cloverleaf and diamond, and all to recorded music. To add to their showcase of riding skills, incredibly, the whole display demonstrates one-handed control of the horse, as the other hand holds a flag bearing pole lance. They are proud to be inclusive employers and help raise funds for community charities at each event. In fact, keeping with ceremonial tradition, King Charles was presented with a new royal horse called Noble and a commemorative sword from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in 2023. The official timing, partly for the King's honorary appointment as Commissioner-in-Chief of their police force, and partly to coincide with their 150th anniversary. May you enjoy freedom from far and wide, as stated in the Canadian anthem.